Come out of the world, oh my people.
Welcome to Torah Life Ministries, teaching about the instructions of our Creator and putting His Word into action. From suffering well to living a blessed life, looking forward to the hope and future that awaits true believers of the faith. Welcome to the show with your host, Paul Neeson.
Hello, everybody. This is Paul Neeson from Torah Life Ministries. Thank you for listening to the show today, and I pray that our ears are open to hear things that our Creator wants us to hear, and our eyes can see things we haven't seen before. It's my prayer that He would open up our eyes to see things we haven't seen before in His Scriptures, so we could learn it, and we can love it, and we could have a desire to live it. And that's what we're going to be talking about today, because today I want to ask everybody, how many of you have ever been walking on the street and saw some man on the corner yelling about the Bible, and what did you think? Did you think that man was being very judgmental? Did you think that man was out of order for doing something like that? Did you believe he was being a bad or poor example of somebody who follows the Scriptures? Or did you believe he was being an obedient servant of the Scriptures and doing what we're all called to do? Now, most people that have spoken to me, most Christians, will believe the first things I was saying about that, that this man is judgmental and so on. I am going to tell you and talk about today a recent video I've seen, and it is a great representative of the church today, Christianity today, versus the Bible. And don't be deceived, folks, those of you that are listening right now, because the church today or Christianity today and what the Bible says should be the same thing, but they're not, and that's the problem. And in this video I saw, it's a great example of what I'm explaining here, and I'll get more into detail about it. And everyone's welcome to get to my website and find this video and comment under it if you have any, or you can go through the station you're hearing this on. I don't expect everyone to agree, but I ask you and plead with you to look at your Bibles, search your Bibles out about what I'm saying. Because what I'm saying is historical history. It's not a prophecy from the future. It's not something I think that's going to happen. What I'm telling you is what is going on based on history, reality, real things that are going on. So we look at this today, and this video was a fellow preaching outside a church. And he was explaining, and this was a popular church. It was a mega church. And he was explaining to just via signs and via a microphone. I don't know if he had a microphone or not, but he was explaining all of the consequences of sin. And he was also explaining the love of Yeshua, what that truly meant. And I say Yeshua, the one you call Jesus, what that truly meant. And a group of young kids or young teenagers, I guess, or young people came up to him. And they were members of this popular church. Now, it's a young church. It's a lot of, people in their 20s that go to this church. And not that I'm thinking that they're young so they don't know as much, because I know some young people that are very well studied in the Scriptures. But what these people were saying, what he was saying, they had a big difference of opinion. What this fellow was saying that was preaching was a scriptural message like you would hear from Jeremiah or the Apostle Paul or even Yeshua himself. Repent, the kingdom is near. We need to become obedient to this, to the will of our wonderful Creator. What you matter, what you think really matters. What you believe extremely matters when it comes to, you want to call it the afterlife or where we're going to go later on. According to the Bible, it extremely matters what we believe in our heart and who we believe Messiah is and who we pray to, and the definition of love that our Creator has for us is not the definition of love that the world has and thinks. So that was this fellow's position and his stance. Now the stance or the position of these young people were very interesting. And the only reason I want to talk about this is because there's actually some people that see their side of it. And I say this, he represents the Bible, and these people are representing Christianity today. Basically, this group of young children or people came up to him and said, why are you out here? What are you trying to accomplish? You're just upsetting people. and you shouldn't be judging us. So that's basically was their idea. And as soon as I heard this, I started to see clearly the Bible versus Christianity. Because that's what Christianity says. Don't judge. And don't make it hard for us. Make it easy for us. And, you know, if you make it too difficult, you're not helping anyone. That's the philosophy or the theology of most churches today. Versus the other side of the church saying, you know, I'm here to call people to repentance. You know, I want their hearts. Not their sacrifice, but I want their hearts. I want them to repent. And, you know, when we hear he wants our hearts in the scripture, when it says, I don't desire sacrifices, I desire mercy. So when we hear the heart, you know, the heart of Yeshua, the one we call Jesus, versus the heart of the world is not the same. And love according to Yeshua, the one they call Jesus, and love according to the world is not the same. Our Creator loves us so much, and some people will ask, and some non-believers will ask, well, if he loves us, why does he allow these tragedies to happen? And I will submit to you, he allows them to happen because he loves us. He loves us. He lets us suffer from the consequences of our own actions so we can realize who he is. Because if he just left it to be a great outcome every single time, we would never really realize that and be able to connect with him. So he loves us enough to let us live out our lives versus the world's idea of love. And it's what these young people were saying was, why are you out here? They told this preacher, you know, and they called him God. They said, God just loves everyone, no matter who they are. And then they said something, and it really disturbed the preacher, and it disturbs me. And this is the thinking of the church. They said, God loves everyone, no matter what they believe. God loves everyone, no matter what they believe. And so that's what these young people were saying. And if you're listening right now and you believe that, I could tell you that's not what the Bible says. And yes, as his creation, he's given us all another chance through his son Yeshua, the one you call Jesus, who he gave to die for us so we can get a second chance to have him love us. He loved us so much to give us a second chance. He loved us so much to give us his son to die for our sins. But it says clearly in the scriptures, I hate all workers of iniquity. We need to repent. Ezekiel 33:11 says in the Bible, I take no pleasure in the death of wicked people. I only want them to change from their wicked ways so they can live or so they can have life. Now we hear the word wicked, and right away Christians will say, well, that's not me. There's not one wicked bone in my body. Well, that's according to your human, worldly idea of the word wicked. But what is a scriptural, biblical message of wicked? And what does that word mean according to the scriptures? The word wicked means sinner. Sinner. And now you might say, well, we're all sinners, so what's the difference? Well, no. Some of us choose to hate sin and repent for our sin on a daily basis. And others of us choose to love our sin and make a daily practice out of committing sin. And you might say, well, I don't do any sin or serious sin on a regular basis. And I say to you, well, according to the Bible, what is sin? It says clearly in the scripture, sin is transgression of the guidelines and instructions of our Creator. His will, also known as the commandments, which many people mistakenly refer to as the law. And the church today teaches that we no longer need to follow the law. So in essence, the church is teaching that it's okay to be a sinner. It's okay to live a wicked life. And the Bible says, I take no pleasure in the death of wicked people. I only want them to change from their wicked ways. That's what repent means. It means to change, to have a heart change, to love what he loves and hate what he hates. So when these young people said, God loves everybody, no matter what they believe, no matter what they do. And not only did they do that, they did that in what some Christians would call in the spirit of drunkenness. And some other people would call it demon possessed. And you have these two different sides of the way this is or the way this seems. And that's what's going on today in the church, folks. We have modern Christianity and we have the Bible, the word of our Creator. And they should match up together. There shouldn't be a disagreement. But there is a disagreement because they're not saying the same thing. If they said the same thing, these young people would not have had an issue with not only the approach or what this preacher was saying, but they did, because he was saying something different than they believed. And both sides can't be right, folks. And when you look at the evidence and the scriptures of what it says, and the examples of Yeshua, the one you call Jesus, and you look at the examples of the prophets, and you look at the word and what it says, how we are to be living, versus this idea of the church today, God loves everybody no matter what they believe. We need to be careful with that. We need to be careful when we think like that, because if we believe it's okay to live in sin, if we believe it's okay to have other gods, if we believe it's okay to worship and have idols in our lives, the scriptures are clear how our Creator feels about people like that. But we don't want to admit it. Many Christians will go under that same belief as these young people. And it's not a scriptural message, folks. So, you know, the world today, or Christianity today, at least the mega church mentality of the church today, has gotten so far away from the first and second century Christians or believers of Yeshua, the one you call Jesus, and they become part of Christianity, which is a man-made thing that has nothing to do or very little to do with scriptures today. And I remember there was a book called The Dead Sea Scrolls. It's the Dead Sea Scrolls. And I would go into New Age shops when I was a New Ager, and I would look for a whole bunch of books on all the different religions around the world and try to grab the best of all of them. That's what New Age is. You try to grab the best of everything, right? So that's what I would do. And there was this book called The Dead Sea Scrolls, which is it's basically a fiction book. And it claims that Yeshua, the one you call Jesus, was an Essene, and he did certain things that match up with the philosophy of New Agers. And they put the book in a section of Christianity. And I'd always say, that's not a Christian book. When I became a believer, I realized that they're not teaching biblical principles. But the book was put in a section of Christianity. And whenever I go into a major bookstore, or even a small bookstore, and they have this book, it's in this section of Christianity, not New Age, even though it's teaching New Age. Well, what the church has done today is they've put Christianity in the section of the Bible, but it's not the Bible. Christianity today is not following Scripture. And I know many of you listening right now, if you didn't turn me off, may not agree with what I just said. But you have to read your Bibles, folks. You have to realize what the Bible's saying and what you are doing. There are consequences for living against the will of our wonderful Creator. We have to understand, when we accept Yeshua, the one we call Jesus, into our lives, that's not the end. That's the beginning. Now our walk should start. It shouldn't end there. And each day we need to repent for the spiritual warfare and the struggles that we're going through, because we've been so brainwashed to believe that we need to let go of the will of our Creator, the instructions and the guideline. See, that Christianity today is not in the section of the Bible. It shouldn't be there, just like this book shouldn't be in a section of Christianity. You know, the New Age worldly thinking of that our Creator Yahweh loves everyone, regardless of what they do or how they live, has taken over today in Christianity. And you got people like Rick Warren, the fellow that wrote Purpose Driven Life. Do you know he's one of the many pastors in Christian churches around the world today that's teaching a repackaged new name for New Age, and he calls it Chrislam. Chrislam. And for those of you that don't know about this, it's actually a combination between Christianity and Islam. And you see, those are the two biggest, in terms of people-wise, belief systems in the world. And why just exclude yourself and only get half of the people, half of the money, half of the popularity? Why not go for it all? You know what? Because when you're teaching the true message of the Bible, you're going to have less people following, not more. The Bible says many are called, but few are chosen. Well, what it really means, and it says in the Aramaic, is many are called, but few choose. We have a choice, but the scriptures say there's a wide path and there's a narrow path. and only few will find that narrow path. And that narrow path is a path that leads to Yeshua, the one they call Jesus. That wide path is a path many people choose today. That wide path is a path of the new age, whether it's repackaged and called Chrislam or something else. And as an example to confirm everything I'm telling you here today on the radio show, you could look it up for yourself. Rick Warren and Chrislam, they go hand in hand. Getting these two belief systems that are very against each other but have some similarities, and taking and grabbing the most popular things that people like from each one of them, and then throwing other belief systems and taking the parts that people like and getting rid of the rest. So people aren't offended because they don't like that stuff. Getting rid of the stuff in Christianity or the Bible that offends people. Getting rid of the stuff from Islam that offends people. Getting rid of stuff from all the other belief systems around the world that offends people. Just taking what people's flesh love the most and repackaging it. And, you know, calling it Christianity or the emergent church or something appealing to people. And this is a big reason why there are mega churches out there today, because that's what they do. They take the best of the fleshly things that people want to hear, and they get rid of the rest. And not all pastors out there are into this Chrislam, like Rick Warren is, a Chrislam, the combination of Christianity and Islam, in their confession. But I would suggest and say that they are all there in their actions and what they actually teach. Because that is the mentality, that Yahweh, our Creator, loves everyone regardless what they believe. So why not just take the best of everything and all the things our flesh hates, let's leave aside. And then there we got the perfect thing. And there'll be no violence. There'll be no opposition. There'll be no disagreements, because we're all getting what our flesh loves. And we're leaving the stuff we disagree with behind. No, folks, that's not what the Bible says. The Bible says there's a way, there's a truth in their life, and it is Yeshua. And Yeshua said in his scriptures, they will hate you because of me. They will hate you because you believe and you want to live this type of life and this way. That preacher out there on the street was representing the Bible way. And those young people out there were representing the New Age way of the world. And that is the problem we have out there today. We need to stick to biblical principles and not let anything take them away from our heart or our mind. But it's happened today, and we're allowing it to happen. And the morals of the church have sunk to such a low level. Well, they actually let things in their church like Christian yoga. You understand, yoga is a religion, an evil religion. And each pose is bowing to another idol or something like this. And now the churches are actually letting this in their doors. And many other things. Homosexuality, which the Bible talks against. But the mega preachers of Christianity say, oh, it's okay, we accept it. That's what's coming out there now. A lot of major popular Christian pastors out there are saying they accept the idea of what our Creator calls in the Bible an abomination. But they're saying, no, it's okay. Again, you have two sides. You have the Bible and you have Christianity. Do not be deceived, folks. Christianity today is not what the Bible says. Read the Bible. Understand when he talks about love, what he's talking about. Understand the idea of that our Creator loves everyone regardless of what they believe and what they do is not a biblical concept. He loves those who love him, but those that love to continue to practice sin, we have to get right with the words of our Creator. He's not looking to love those who love sin. He's looking to pray, hope, and, you know, he takes no pleasure in the death of those wicked people. So he's saying those wicked people, those sinners, those people that believe this New Age idea will die. And folks, we're all going to die. He's not talking about a physical death. He's talking about a spiritual death. So he's saying, I take no pleasure in the consequences that these people that have strayed from my word believe. I take no pleasure in those people that will call me judging or somebody judging for saying the truth about my word. You know, and I don't want them to spiritually die. You know, the belief and the love they have for Messiah, which many of them truly do, but because of deception and confusion, the enemy has given them this false doctrine in their mind. And that's what's happened today. You know, I do believe sincerely the majority Christians out there today truly love a wonderful Creator with all their heart. But what do you do with the scripture that says, if you love me, keep my commandments? Well, folks, our Creator has not yet allowed all of our eyes to be open to see this. And many people have been deceived, even if he's provided the information right in his word, says that we should be doing the will of our Father and desiring to do the will of our Father. Not to be saved, we're saved by the blood of Yeshua, the one you call Jesus, but we should do the will of our Father because he saved us. Because he's given us another chance. Because we know that he is the Creator of all things. And he wants to just bless us and shower us with blessings. But that's not going to come if we keep living against his word and suffering the consequences that go along with disobedience to his word. You see, folks, when it says he wants our hearts, he wants us to love mercy. It's not a sacrifice he wants. He's not saying he wants us to forget everything and use Yeshua's blood as an excuse to live in sin. No, he's saying that I gave my son to die for you. So would you stop living according to your fleshly desires and stop following the world and become set apart and start following my word, my instructions, my guideline, so I can give you the amazing blessings that I have in store for you. And that example and principle is all throughout Scripture. We need to really see what is going on in the churches today. You could just look at the Hallmark holidays of Easter and Christmas and all these other days that are completely pagan, completely against the idea of Scripture. Scripture even warns us about this, and if we just looked in the history of these days, we wouldn't want anything to do with them. And when we look at the what the Bible says about the appointed times, the feast days of our wonderful Creator, that he calls us to obedience on a daily, on a weekly basis, on a daily basis, on a weekly basis, a monthly basis, and a yearly basis, he's given us appointed feast, appointed times to observe. That's his will for us. That's the covenant for him to know we are still in covenant with him, that we continue to do these things. Out of true love, we continue to do these things. But when we don't do these things and we replace them with the things he tells us not to do, then you have Christianity, folks. And I know a lot of Christians might rebuke Catholic people and saying they're making idols and doing things that aren't scriptural. Well, guess what? Any Christian church out there today, even if you call yourself non-denominational, is just as guilty of not following the scriptures and making other idols and following different doctrines than what is preached in the scriptures. Now, folks, I'm a believer in Yeshua, the one you call Jesus, and I love him. And I'm thrilled to have many Christian brothers and sisters who love him as well as my good friends. And I'm telling you this not to upset you or get you to disagree with me. I'm telling you this because nobody else is telling you this. If they were telling you this, you would have known, and this wouldn't be the first time you're hearing me. And if you're keeping your radio or your computer on long enough to hear what I'm saying, that means your heart is ready to find the truth, to know the truth, to seek the truth. And when the scripture says the way, the truth, and the life, they're talking about Yeshua and the way that Yeshua taught. And when you become a believer of Yeshua, you are not a Christian into Christianity. You become a follower of the way of Yeshua. And the church today is not following his ways. Just like in the past, the sages and the Pharisees didn't follow his ways. And he came and he had to straighten that whole situation out. And he did. And it says in the scripture he's coming back again to straighten the situation out of what we have now. You see, what has happened is we've placed a man-made idea of traditions called Judaism. And now we've got this man-made idea of traditions called Christianity. We need to drop both of those, folks, and we need to get into the Word, the Bible. The Bible tells us to do and how the Bible tells us to live. Hallelujah means praise Yahweh, praise our wonderful Creator for all the things He's given us. And He has a plan. And it says in His Word, I know the plans I have for you. They are for good and not disaster, to give you a future and give you a hope. How many of you want that future and that hope? Well, if you do, you got to get on His plan. Or how many of you want to do it your way? I could tell you this. I am not, a complete Bible scholar where I know everything that the scriptures say, but I do know this, that our wonderful Creator is smarter than we are. And I'm going to trust His plan over man's plan. I'm going to trust His plan over Judaism. I'm going to trust His plan over Christianity. I'm going to trust His plan over Islam and every other system of the world. And I don't care how fleshly or how much my flesh desires those other things of the world. No. Because when I gave myself to Yeshua, I said, I no longer want to listen to my flesh. I want to listen to Him. I want to follow His ways. You know, when homosexuals tell me they're just born this way, they don't have a choice. I say, you know what? We're all born, with sin in our heart. We're all born with sinful desires, but we do have a choice. We have a choice to change. And if you are stuck in whether it's homosexuality or whether it's fornication or whether it's not following the will of our wonderful Creator, if you are stuck in the fleshly desires of this world, the fleshly desires of the New Age lifestyle of pulling the things that appease our flesh out, and you want to use this idea of that, oh, God loves everyone no matter what they believe. No. I tell all of you, you need to repent. 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 Repentance is a great thing to change our ways and ask our wonderful Creator. Just pray to Him. Ask Him to please to come to Him in repentance on a daily basis and ask Him to change your heart so He would have a heart. He would give you a heart to know His word and His ways, and you would have a desire to follow His word and His ways. And He would also give you a wonderful gift to share it with others, like we're called to do, and to proclaim the truth of Yeshua, the one they call Jesus, so we could please Him and we could show Him a truly thankfulness for setting us free and dying for us. Folks, I'm telling you, it's a great life, and the scriptures say He offers us a more excellent way. Christianity is not that more excellent way. The Bible, the word of our Creator, is that more excellent way. And it's there waiting for us, and there's blessings waiting for us as well. So until then, folks, you can put your comments and questions wherever you're hearing this, on a radio station or below the video. Have a great day, and shalom, shalom.
Come out of the world, oh my people.
You have been listening to Torah Life Ministries with your host, Paul Nisan. If you would like to learn more, please visit TorahLifeMinistries.org or call 917-407-2270. This program is made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. To donate, visit the website at TorahLifeMinistries.org or send your gift to P.O. Box 5503, Lake Worth, Florida 33466. And thank you for your prayers and generous support.
Torah Life Ministry.
I'm Rick Addison, pastor of the Grace Place Church. Our current sermon series is entitled The Blessed Life. Join us for worship Sunday at 9 or 11 a.m. or online at thegraceplace.com. We're located at 1550 Salerno Road, Stuart, Florida. You can call us at 772-287-6388. At the Grace Place, we celebrate God's grace every day.
Death looks like an empty grave. Fear looks like a giant slain. Trials look like gifts of grace. When I look to Jesus, failure's bow to victory. Sin has lost its hold on me. Endless love is all I